sometime when I was an elementary school student, they changed the idea of getting grades or marks to assessing us as to whether we were poor, average, or good. Not very exciting. No one wanted to be poor. We all kind of wanted to be good without being too good. And average was pretty boring. I think it was all just to set me up for when I did my master's degree, because at the Vancouver School of Theology, where I was training to be a priest, they used competencies. And so we never got marks there either. We were either competent or not achieved or incomplete. Really no better. And so it kind of was a bit of a stressful time because, of course, as you all know, many clergy may be competent at seminary, but there's more to being a priest than seminary. And I'm not going to ask this morning whether I'm poor, average, good, or competent, or incomplete, but I'm sure that somebody will rate me at some point. The thing about this is that we often hear the word good. Good. Now, when I hear the word good, and maybe you do too, I think of its complete opposite, bad. If you're good, you mustn't be bad. Now, we were kind of talking about good and bad recently. I was talking to a couple of different sets of parents, one of whom being TJ and Alex, about a little bit the other day about being good parents, weren't we? And Alex was worried that her house wasn't neat enough when I showed up because maybe she's not a good enough housekeeper and parent all at the same time. Well, who am I to judge whether they are good parents? And I certainly would never suggest they were bad parents. We are parents. We are students. We are colleagues. We are workers. We are people. And it really isn't up to any of us to really say whether we're good or bad. So it kind of makes me wonder what Jesus was on about saying, I'm the good shepherd. What's the alternative? I am the incompetent shepherd. I am the average shepherd. I am the bad shepherd. So that all the sheep are out having a great time with no care, no one to worry about them, no one to herd them, no one to take care of their needs. Jesus is saying, I'm the good shepherd, because he is in the face of many people saying he's bad. He is regularly being challenged and dismissed for his message, because he is turning the world on its head. He is saying things like, if you follow me, you will have to take up a cross, and it's going to be darn hard work. Now, if I heard that in anywhere else besides a church, I would say, forget it. That sounds bad to me. Or, I'm going to be killed, and I'm going to be raised in 3 days. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Does it sound like fun to you? That sounds bad to me. Who would follow a leader who says they are that vulnerable? And so here he is saying, I am the good shepherd, because he's trying to show that his love, God's love, surpasses all of those judgments. God's love is the one who cares for the sheep, that doesn't run away when things get tough, that doesn't say, oh, they don't belong to me, and disassociate themselves. This morning after church, we often go for coffee at Bridgehead, and the table was raucous, as it often is. I know you think 8 o'clock is a quiet service, but coffee hour is not. And at one point, they were all laughing, and I think actually giving me a hard time, and I turned and said, I'm not with any of them. And so I was not being a good shepherd, was I? And so it's kind of interesting to see in this lesson how clear it is that there is a good shepherd, that there is someone who cares and who lives that out fully in their lives. Now, there are going to be times when Haley is not perhaps good. I know that's a surprise to all of you. She's a totally adorable, and I said that earlier. I even said that Alex and TJ were adorable. And I think their families are going, yeah, haha. And so I think even before Haley was born, we were discussing whether she was going to be good because she was in there an awfully long time. Upside down. And that's why she likes being held upside down, probably. And is this good? Was she being good? Well, not as far as her mother was concerned. And also, she didn't want to eat, did she, for the first time, for the longest time. And so our prayers that Haley would become a good eater. Well, she's got there now, as we can see. And so that judgment about good and bad, I mean, is that really what we want to make? Is that what we want to take away from today? I think not. I would like to encourage you to use the word faithful instead of good. I am the faithful shepherd. I am the one who's going to be there no matter what. When you mess up, when you get lost, when you get hurt or injured or sad, or when you are rejoicing, I am faithful. I will be there with you. I am the faithful student. I'm going to study, and I may not get to good or above average, but I'm going to do my best. And I am the faithful parent. No matter what happens, we're there for our children. We will care for them and encourage them and sustain them and do all the things we said this morning in our baptismal promises. We will be faithful. And on the other side, I will be a faithful child. And so that I will be a child. That means sometimes I'm not going to be good. And sometimes I'm going to intentionally be bad. And that doesn't go for us just until we're 18. Because we are all children of God. And sometimes we may act one way or another. But the question is today, not will we be good or will we be bad, but will we be faithful? Will we be faithful to the God who has faith in us? Who came to say, I am faithful to you. I will give my life for you. I will lead you. I will be with you. I will sacrifice everything for you. I will never let you go. Will we be faithful to that God who holds us right side up, upside down? It doesn't matter whether we're good or bad. Amen.